Pace 14 of the Shoyoroku. Attendant Kaku serves tea. Attention. Attendant Kaku asks Tokusan, where did the holy ones of the past go? Tokusan answered, what? What? Kaku said, give an imperial order for a fleet horse, and out comes a lame tortoise. At that, Tokusan desisted. The next day, Tokusan left his bath, and Kaku brought and served tea to Tokusan. Tokusan patted him once on the shoulder. Kaku said, old man, at last you're beginning to see. Tokusan once again desisted. Attention, attention, attention. That's the whole of this case. And what do we do with what we attend to, what we discover? What do we add on? How do we respond? So, this Tokusan is also known as Dashan in Chinese. And the attendant's name in Chinese is Huo. So, but we'll use the Sino-Japanese. Where have all the sages of antiquity gone? That's supposed to be a tough question. He's trying to prove something. Where have all gone? Fill in all, whether it's the wise people or here I am, the wise person among all the ancient sages. Don't you see it? Tokusan's response. What? What? The proud question of where are all the sages, including me? The comment in the original case adds on, they're in your nose. Isn't that nice? A nice way to turn the, what should I say, abruptness and the pretense of the questioner around, in your nose. In a way, it's also a very appropriate and skillful answer. What? What? Tokusan's response. Swift thunder, you can't cover your ears in time. This Tokusan was famous for the, what should I say, vigorousness of his responses early on in his teaching career. If you asked a question, he hit you. If you didn't ask a question, he hit. If you moved to the left, he hit. He moved to the right, he hit. He was, his stick and his response was what he was famous for. Someone came in, whack. Someone walked out, whack. Someone thought they knew, whack. Someone thought, oh, I don't know. Here we have something else. Here we have a different way of responding. Maybe because he's older. Maybe because he's more mature. The introduction to this case, which in a sense sums it all up, says, probing pole in hand, shadowing grass around him. Sometimes he wraps a ball of silk and iron. Sometimes he wraps a stone with silk. To determine the soft by means of the hard is of course right. But what about the matter of being weak when meeting strength? That's a description of this case. How do we respond to the circumstances of life, to the, if you want to say, challenges of life? If we get stuck in stereotyped responses, then we don't serve others. And yet sometimes we have to remember, what is it that serves best to this circumstance, to this event, to this question, to this person? And will that person get it? The attendant, obviously, at first is puffing himself up, especially after what? His response, ordering a swift horse and a lame tortoise shows up. Being what? Self-aggrandizing? Being judgmental? Missing what's actually being said? Desha, Toksan, shows it, gives it over. What? Right there, the sages of antiquity, the holy ones are revealed. It's right here. Except we miss right here with our judgments and beliefs, our self and other stories. So, Toksan lets it be. The comment, overindulging people is folly. Overindulging people. But did Kaku get it? I don't know. You tell me. Let's see what happens the next day. Toksan comes out of the bath and Kaku serves him tea, which as an attendant is his job, so to speak. Toksan pats him on the back. And he says, nevertheless, he adds his, finally you've gotten a glimpse of it. Toksan doesn't bother responding, lets the matter rest. Sometimes we're self-inflated and we miss what's going on. Sometimes the silk has to come only with iron. Sometimes the hard has to be cushioned with silk. Though Toksan was known for his use of the stick, he's also quite capable of not getting caught in stereotypes, not being involved in gain, loss, victory, defeat. Kaku thinks he's had a victory. Toksan's response is what's important. Sometimes being so-called nice, gentle, sometimes being so-called rough, always, always revealing what's so, revealing this truth of the universe that is our life. That's why we start with attention. More than that is really not needed, and yet we need more because we miss We refuse attention. We refuse. So we get all sorts of opportunities to see how to respond to all these attendants who have their own agendas and miss their own life. And yet, how do we respond in a skillful, appropriate way? Sometimes the silk has to be covered by iron, and sometimes the stone, iron, has to be covered by silk. It's easy to be rough. It's hard to be weak, accepting, not adding on our self-assertions and self-ideas, judgments, aggrandizement, justifications. Then we miss what's always right in front of us. This is really always what our practice. How do we embrace and not be blinded by our stories? This what is based on an old story of, it said, 7 wise women were traveling through a forest where there were lots of corpses. One of the women asked, "Here are the corpses. Where are the people?" Another said, what? And at that, all 7 realized, awakened, were enlightened. And it said, then the King of God showered flowers around them. So, sometimes harsh, sometimes easy, sometimes direct, sometimes nothing to say, sometimes letting go, sometimes grabbing on. It depends on our ability to be present and not blinded by our ideas of right and wrong, complaints and judgments. Then we don't miss what's right here. Then we can respond appropriately. What? Pat? Or
what?
And all sorts of variations in between. That's really what our practice is. If attention is our life, then we're not blinded by our agendas or others' agendas, our complaints and our judgments, or the complaints of others and their judgments. Then we can take care of it directly. Whether it's, as it says sometimes, excuse the roughness of it, being shat on or being praised. In fact, Toksan had a successor, Ganto. And Ganto, what should I say? Ganto, Ganto and Toksan had an interaction. And at one point in his life, Toksan said to Ganto, Someday you will shit on my head. That was, in a way, his praise for his student and successor, Ganto. Ganto later was quoted saying, oh, even Toksan didn't know. Even Toksan didn't know. Even Toksan didn't know. Was he praising them? Or judging him? Or what? So, do we have to what should I say? Defend ourselves? Even the great Toksan does not understand the last word. So, yes, don't understand the first word, don't understand the last word. Then, what is a wonderful response. What reveals our life right here. Thank you.